Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, 2015, and it's already been a very busy morning so far because Apple's been rolling out all kinds of updates for us, and they launched Apple Music. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How are you, Brian?
I am lantastic.
Lantastic. That is awesome. And Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I am fantastic. I'll kick it new school, Brian. I'll kick it old school with the lantastic over there.
Stolen totally from Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's all awesome. Right,
so it's good.
That's awesome. Hey, it's been a busy morning so far. We have Apple Music, which is Apple streaming music service and internet radio station that is live even as we speak.
On iOS devices?
Only on iOS devices, yes. We don't have iTunes 12.2 yet for the Mac and Windows, but we do have iOS 8.4.
And Apple Music requires iTunes 12.2.
Yes.
Sort of close the loop.
Right. But on the Mac, we do have OS 10 Yosemite 10.10.4, which fixes some headaches for people. And I've had a chance to start playing around with all of these updates and with Apple Music a little bit. I'm curious if you guys have, and what are your first impressions? How about if we start with Apple Music? And I know I'm putting you on the spot because I have no idea if either of you have even had a chance to try it yet.
No, I haven't. I put 8.4 on my iPhone, but have not played with Apple Music. I was doing other things this morning, which I'm sure we'll talk about as well. But no, I have not. In fact, I was trying. I started late in the process. I would like to transfer my Spotify playlists over to Beats so that I can get them into Apple Music. But of course, all the services that you can do that with are either bogged down or completely down. And so that's part of why I was waiting. I was hoping one of them might come around this morning, but I'm thinking that's not going to happen.
I was able to get into the one that Kelly wrote up for us yesterday on the Mac Observer. I was able to get into it in the evening. Is it back down?
Oh, it's down. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's called Beats. There's two of them. There's BeatsImporter.com, and that one, when you try to connect, it says that the Beats API is down, and there's a note from the webmaster there saying they've asked Beats to increase it for them, but chances are, you know, maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't. And then there's Squooch App, SQOOCHAPP.com, where I have a migration schedule, but it says there's 87 in front of me, and that number has yet to go down.
Well, that's not reassuring.
No. Oh,
okay, well, I have had a little bit of time to play with Apple Music this morning, and I went into Apple Music with some preconceived notions based on reading the early reviews. And the first thing that I found is that I think Walt Mossberg is wrong. He says that the interface is confusing, and I didn't see it that way at all. It was very obvious to me what to tap on to get started. And within a minute of tapping the new icon, yep, I was able to get all my music preferences in and start listening to music.
Guess what? The Apple Music plays even when your phone is muted.
Well, as it should. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? Because it's iTunes has played in the past, or music has played in the past when the phone was muted as well, right?
Yeah, my apologies for learning that live.
Got it.
That's right. Now, everyone knows. So, Brian, thank you for that real-world example.
Yeah, so I did just, while we were talking, I did just, you know, sign up for the free iCloud, Apple Music beta. And it was very obvious what to do. I was listening to what you were saying and still was able to follow the directions.
Okay. And being mostly pedantic, it's not beta. It's the 3-month free trial.
That's a very, very good point. And so, yeah, it was all quite logical. I don't know what Walt's beef is.
I don't know. Maybe he wants those young kids just to get off his lawn. That could be it. But, yeah, I thought it was really easy to set up. Now, my confusion point came in when I started to play Beats 1, which is Apple's radio station. And what I got was not what I expected. It was Brian Eno's Music for Airports Part 1. And so my assumption was that this was pulling from my music preferences that I had just entered, and that it was doing the regular streaming music until Beats 1 comes online. What I found out a little bit later was that, no, Zane Grey was actually playing Brian Eno before the station was actually live or officially live. So they were streaming before they officially launched, and then you could hear some of the banter back and forth between the engineers as they were finalizing the last stuff before it officially launched.
Shout out to Liverpool, Chicago, Bangladesh, Rome, Denver, Corsica, Kiev, Ukraine, Ecuador, Arizona.
Okay, so maybe we have found a problem with Apple Music.
I didn't even play.
In that it won't stop playing, Brian. Apparently, Brian, these songs are really important for you to hear right now.
Wow.
Okay. Well, now we know something Apple needs to address.
Yeah, apparently. So what happened was I brushed one of the little icons for recently played tracks.
Uh-huh.
And that will, in fact, play them again. This is recently played from the radio station.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool, except in the middle of a show. But still, that's cool.
Yeah. Good to know. I that's not behavior I would have expected. I would have thought you could have tapped on one of those little icons and it would take you to the iTunes page to buy it, which is why I tapped on it in the first place. Instead of played the tunes.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yep.
I love this. We're learning live.
So all right. So there's a confusing point. Walt Mossberg has at least some point.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
That's a little bit counterintuitive. Wouldn't you think that tapping one of those album cover would take you to the iTunes page for that? Is that just me?
You know, before tapping it, that's probably what I would have thought. But after seeing what happened, I get what Apple's doing, and it does make sense.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it wasn't clear up until you were suddenly frantically fumbling with your iPhone trying to make the audio stop.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a streaming service, right? So it makes perfect sense that when you tap something, I mean, why would it bring you to the store? There's nothing to buy.
These are recently played tunes, and in that it's a radio station. I guess I was applying terrestrial radio station stuff. I thought this was an information page or an information thing rather than you can turn around and play what's already been played.
Yeah. Well, but again, it's a streaming service, right? I mean, it's like Spotify or anything else. You just tap and it plays. That's how streaming. Do you have Spotify?
I do.
Oh, all right. I would expect that. I mean, I'm not looking at it because I don't want to also be playing music here while we're podcasting. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. One idiot's
we'll
enough.
Leave Brian for that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, other than Brian, your inability to keep Apple Music quiet during a show. I'm finding that for the few minutes that I've had to play with the new service, It seems to be working well for me, and it was relatively easy. I changed from super easy to relatively easy for you, Brian, to get set up and use, and I'm liking it so far. Now, of course, I've only had a few minutes to play with it. We'll see what I think after several
days. We have to dig into this stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, and we know. At least something isn't working yet because in that we can't play from our Macs yet.
Right.
So, yeah. So we still need that update to come out. So listeners, I'm really curious what you're thinking of Apple Music. Please let me know. You can leave comments in the show notes for today's episode. You can contact me on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is TMODaily. Or shoot an email to observations@macobserver.com. Now, we also have iOS 8.4 out. And I've been playing with that just a little bit. And the first thing that I noticed, other than the music icon, has been changed.
I like the new icon, by the way.
Yeah, I like it better than the old orange icon a lot.
Yeah,
better.
I didn't care for that one. I definitely care for this one.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a big improvement right there. Mm-hmm. The other big improvement I'm really happy to see is a bug fix. The text message bug, the messages bug, where someone could send you a very specific string of text and it would crash your iPhone. Mm-hmm. And if you have an Apple Watch, it will crash your Apple Watch at the same time.
Yeah, but it's not like anyone's doing that anymore.
Oh, Brian, you clearly don't have a 12-year-old boy in your life. 3 times yesterday.
Yeah, that's a problem, but that's another issue.
Yeah, don't worry. The issue has been addressed and was addressed even before the update came out.
That's good. Yeah, it's good. It's about time that's gotten fixed by Apple.
Yes, I'm really glad that one's fixed. But yeah, so those are the two big things that I'm taking away from iOS 8.4. Are there any things that you guys want to add?
Did you include Discovery D in that?
That's right. The Discovery D fix is in iOS 8.4, and it's also in OS 10.10.4.
That's right. Yeah.
And by fix, you mean removal.
Right. That's right. Yeah, they rolled back to MDNS responder for that stuff. And so that gets our networks, well, it fixes the fundamental issue with our networks for some of our devices. Unfortunately, we also have Discovery D in our airport base stations, but I'm certain we have it in our Apple TVs.
Right.
Right. So we still need those to come around.
Right.
And then probably at that point, I based on what I understand about it, you've got to go and then shut off everything in your network, right? I'm not sure. I guess when you have no more devices running Discovery D, you might be able, it might just fix itself. You're going to have to go and change the names of your devices to remove the numbers at the end of them and all of that.
Right.
Dave, can you actually run us through? We talked about this, but it's been a while. Can you kind of run us through what the issue is?
Yeah. So Discovery D, all of this relates to how Apple's Bonjour engine identifies computers on the network, right? And specifically things like Apple TV and your airport base stations, going all the way back to original gen time capsules, will use something called Bonjour Sleep Proxy, which allows your machine to go to sleep and hand off services to either your router or your Apple TV. And then your router actually sits there on the network and says, hey, I'm actually Dave's iMac and I'm sharing a printer. And then when somebody wants to connect to your printer, your airport base station or your Apple TV issues a secret wake-up command to your iMac, and then your iMac is able to serve this shared printer request. The point being that it allows you to have shared services on a network without forcing you to keep your computers awake all the time. You can use energy savers. So it's a cool thing, and that works great. But Discovery D, the way that it kind of does this identification of your devices, it causes your devices to see other copies of themselves, and then when they wake up, they start adding these numbers to their names and other things. But that's the most obvious symptom of this. So you'll see, if you've got multiple devices on your network, you will often see your iMac, my iMac in the house today was called iMac House 4. Because it had just been iterating through and it just kept renaming itself. And that's the most obvious symptom of this new Discovery D engine that was put into Yosemite. MDNS Responder was the prior engine that was used. And in 10.10.4 and iOS 8.4, Apple has rolled back to MDNS Responder, which was far more reliable and didn't cause these cascading network issues. And if you're on a big network, it can be a real problem. So
and a big network can be something that people otherwise think is a small network. You know, let's say you're in a house where you have a couple MacBook Pros and an iMac and a couple Apple TVs scattered around. That suddenly is like a big network because you have five or six devices that are all screwing up their names on the network.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm really glad to see that fixed. And since that's the crossover piece, we can also talk about some of the OS X 10.4 fixes that came out. So we have the MDNS responder coming back in. We have other networking issues that have been addressed, and Apple fixed some stuff with the way importing works from iPhoto and Aperture into Photos. If anyone's had to fight through the stupid JavaScript thing in Safari where you can't get out of a JavaScript alert so you can get on with your surfing, that's fixed.
Yep.
Those are the things that are coming to mind right off the top of my head. And Dave, you've been playing with this a little bit, so do you have anything else that we need to be looking at, or do you have any comments on how it's working?
Yeah, you know, I used 10.10.4, some of the slightly earlier betas up until about a week ago on my MacBook Air until I started running El Capitan on my MacBook Air. And I've found them extremely stable. There have been, and I really think it's actually related to Discovery D, but just because everything uses the network, even if it's using it for local stuff. But there's been an issue on all of my 10.10.4 machines where I just, after a few days, I just have to reboot. Things get really sluggish, and it's not using RAM. It's not using CPU. It's just that things get sluggish, and I have not experienced that since I updated to the 10.10.4 betas that had this fix. So they have been very stable for me on that one computer. So, you know, use that information as you will. But I am eager to update my iMac here at my desk to 10.10.4, and we'll do so as soon as we finish this podcast today.
I've been running the 10.10.4 beta on my MacBook Air, and I'm surprised at just how well it runs as a beta on a machine with only 4 gigs of RAM.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to putting it on to my podcasting Mac and then my main Mac and seeing if my every couple day reboot cycle comes to an end.
Yeah, that's the real trick. Yeah. Had it come to an end on your other one? On the one that you're running the beta on?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I had to do a reboot on that computer was the last time a beta came out.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
that's how it used to be, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say that's how it's supposed to be. That's just how it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the question is Apple going to pull? Did Apple pull Discovery D, and is going to rework it and eventually reinsert it, or are we just back to MDS Responder?
My guess is we're back to MDNS Responder based on the comments that we've seen from various Apple employees, including Phil Schiller.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think Discovery D is gone. I don't believe it exists in El Capitan at the moment.
Right.
All right. Well, that's telling.
Yeah, I gotta look now that I say that. But I'm almost certain I did look. I'm confused on my timeline here, but I'm pretty sure I looked even this weekend when we were in Colorado and was running MDNS Responder.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, good to know, man. Thanks for the update.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right, well, we are pretty much out of time. Listeners, let me know what you're thinking about or what your experiences are with iOS 8.4 and 10.10.4 as well. And like I said earlier, I'm really interested in getting your reactions to Apple Music. So shoot us an email, observations@macobserver.com. Hit me up on Twitter, TMO Daily. Or leave comments in the show notes article. Any of those ways will work because I watch them all for you. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Fun stuff. And we didn't even get to talk about the change log of Apple's terms and conditions we put together. So
no, we didn't. But that's going to be in the show notes. Everyone check that out. Dave did a great job of pouring through the TOC changes so that you don't have to. Yeah. Brian, thank you for being here.
Indeed, man.
Yeah, it's always great to have both of you on the show. And listeners, thank you for joining us again. We will see everyone tomorrow.